Welcome to the Strangers and Aliens podcast.
Strangers. To boldly say what needs to be said.
Would you be a stranger or an alien? Or would you be a strange alien?
The truth is out there. I am your father's best friend, Plumber. Superman.
Wonder Woman.
Heroes. Villains. Captain Picard versus Captain Kirk.
Do you think that there's room in sci-fi for God? The very first thing that God did,
so wise you are,
was that he created something, so we have a creative God.
This is Strangers and Aliens Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Strangers and Aliens, where we look at pop culture through the lens of Christianity. My name is Steve MacDonald.
And I am Ben Avery, and I'm also here with
Dr. Jace O'Neill, and today we're here to talk to you about drugs. No, we're here to talk to you about Star Trek.
This is your brain on Star Trek.
Actually, you know, there are some people that would apply for, I think.
Yeah.
I was one of them in 8th and 9th grade, I think.
No, I think of those two commercials. Where'd you get this? How'd you do this? I learned it from watching you, Dad. I learned it from watching you. And then the one commercial with the girl on the diving board and you find out that there's no water in the pool.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, those two I remember very... I have no idea why I said that. Nothing else came to mind, and I think it came from our last conversation, Ben.
You mean the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about the Star Trek franchise. We're not specifically talking about the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Into Darkness. We're talking about the Star Trek franchise on where we'd like to see it go from here.
Yeah. Yeah, we will not talk about Star Trek Into Darkness. We are not going to spoil anything.
Mainly because Steve hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So he can't spoil it for any of us.
I saw an ad about it.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of action.
There was a lot of action.
I can review the ad.
Well, I don't think we need to do that. But
okay.
For today's topic, we don't need to.
Yeah, but maybe when we do like a listener feedback episode, we can have your feedback on the movie as well.
On the ad.
Maybe even on the ad. You never know.
Cool.
So, speaking of ads and shameless promotion, go to retconcomic.com and you'll see our Star Trek Into Darkness comic and also my comic review of the movie. Shameless promotion, done. Let's move on to our topic. Dr. Jace, this is your topic. You came up with it. Would you care to kind of explain what we're going to be doing to our listening audience?
Sure. Okay, so we're looking at the new Star Trek franchise that is head by, you know, Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto in this new, started in 2009 with Star Trek 2009, and now we're into Star Trek Into Darkness. And we're going to be in light of the changes at Star Wars as far as how Star Wars is going to be doing episodes like these big overarching stories that connect to the original story, but they're also going to be doing these standalone movies. And so since J.J. Abrams is going to be heading that up, we're going to be talking about what if Star Trek did the same thing. They have these episodes. Where would we like these episodes to go? But also, what could be some good standalone Star Trek movies? There's a lot of story, lots of books, lots of TV shows. So what are some things that we as fans would like to see if Star Trek followed suit and did what Star Wars is going to do?
So, let's go. Let's start. Dr. Jace, you said you asked what stories we want told or retold.
Yes.
Do you want to start there, or should we start with how the franchise actually could be kind of molded just in general, like as far as how they present the stories?
Because yeah, I think...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that let's talk about this current franchise where we'd like the episodes overarching stories to go, and we can talk about what could happen here in the future. But did you have a specific question without being able to answer that without ruining or spoiling the current movie?
Yeah, well, here's one thing I kind of look at this question, and we're talking about the Star Wars universe. I almost want to see something more like the Avengers film franchise, which is branching off into these, you know, standalone movies, and then bring them together for, you know, the big movie. But then also have the TV series. You have the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series that ties into that as well. I would like to see something like that. Almost like, say you were to take the Star Trek franchise, the Next Generation era franchise, where you had Next Generation and Deep Space Nine and Voyager all kind of side by side, have some movies like that, a Next Generation movie, a Deep Space Nine movie, a Voyager movie, and then have the fourth movie is like the huge Borg war, you know, and so you're bringing all these characters in and kind of letting them all do their thing.
It'd be easy to be able to do that with Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager because they're all in the same timeline in the universe. It would be unique to be able to bring in Enterprise and this new original series take because they're not in the same timeline. I think it would be interesting. I think it would be possible because in the first Star Trek 2009, they introduced the concept of time travel. So it's possible. I just think it would be very challenging. And the reason why is because whereas in Avengers, you basically have one hero and then they combine all in an Avengers film. In all these Star Trek universes, you have tons of you have at least seven or eight main leader or main core people. So how do you fit in that many people?
That's a tough question, and that's where, you know, I don't know. I don't want to just see it on the big screen, though. I want some big screen movies. I want big movies like we have, but I also want to see some small stories. I want to see some TV stuff. So I don't.
And cartoons.
That's what the Star Wars universe is doing right now, though.
Yeah. Well, I think that there was a fear. I think this, from my understanding, because there was talk of doing a Star Trek TV show again about like the Academy, Starfleet Academy. And I think that got nixed because they're afraid of overexposure with the movies. Because I know that that's what they think happened because you had Next Generation and then Deep Space Nine came out and then Next Generation ended and then Voyager came out. So for several years, you had at least two Star Trek TV shows going on at one time. And then Enterprise came on and it didn't do as well. And so I think they thought that it was overexposed and people got kind of Star Trek out. However, now that you're looking at the current state of movies, and everything's a franchise, and Avengers took it up a notch where George Lucas changed and brought us the trilogy and the current blockbuster marketing of toys and everything, Avengers just upped that ante. And so now all of these people are going, hey, we've got viable franchises. Let's exploit the mess out of these things. So I think it's possible. I just don't know if you could match all of the stories in one.
Well, let's talk practically, guys. What do you think they're going to do? I'm not talking about like as far as like what is the next Star Trek movie going to be about, but what do you think they're going to do with the movies and with the franchise after this movie? Does anyone know how well it's only been out for one day. I wonder how well it's doing. By the time this episode comes out, we'll know.
I would be surprised if it didn't do well. I mean, if it doesn't do well, it's their own fault for waiting so long to do a sequel. Yeah. But
why don't we just talk about as if it already has made $100 million and we'll probably go on to make $500.
So let's assume it's a success.
Yeah. I think they're going to go and do a third movie and then, you know, based on that success, I would hope that between the second and third movie, they get stuff moving. So as soon as the third movie is over, they jump start a new series.
What do you think, Dr. Juice? Oh, go ahead.
In some way.
I've said this before in our review. This doesn't give anything away. I hope that they give this a period at some point. I hope they give this story a period. And then I would love for there to be a baton passing to the next generation. You know, we have the time traveling thing already in play, which leads into what I would say. If we were going to do standalone movies or new episodes, I want the Next Generation gang to have their chance. Now, I'm not saying the same actors. I'm just saying that I want those stories to be told because some of my favorite stories are there, especially my favorite villains being the Borg.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is what I said in our last episode too, where I would like to see at least two more movies with this cast. I think we'll at least see one more. It would be interesting though to do a Next Generation movie with a younger Picard.
That, yeah, because that would be my big question. For instance, you know, that when I thought of this concept, I wanted to know what stories would you like to be told, and then what questions would come out of that. For instance, my big question, because the story I want to be told is I want the Next Generation story told. However, the question I have is, how could we cast that film? So that's my question for you. If you take the main characters from The Next Generation and we went down the main characters, how would you cast it?
Well, that's a tough one. because I don't really know, like, I don't know actors very well. I would like to see a Next Generation movie maybe with... Maybe Spock is like the captain and Jean-Luc Picard as first officer and, you know, old Scotty down in the engineering, you know, trying to teach some young guy.
That would change timelines too, because according to Next Generation, Scotty's been stuck in a buffer for a couple.
But that's never going to happen though. I mean, that's the thing that we're looking at is Next Generation is going to be super different in this new timeline, because the longer you go away from the point of change, the stronger the variation is going to become.
That's if you're assuming it's the exact same timeline of this new one, you know, because a lot of it depends on if J.J. Abrams sticks with this or if someone else changes, because now he's at Star Wars. I think that, you know, I don't assume that J.J. Abrams and this current timeline will continue. My question is, if right now we're going to do a Star Trek Next Generation film and we're recasting it in a new style, not necessarily the same, this new timeline, who would you, what are some actors, I mean, you watch movies, you watch TV show, who could you see playing Picard? Who could you see playing Data? Who could you see playing Worf?
Yeah, that's tough, because just the I'm not real familiar with actors, and especially by name.
You can give me a character from a movie or TV show.
Again, I'm like, I mean, they did some amazing things with you know, taking Zachary Quinto from Heroes, you know, and taking a guy who people knew about then because he was on Heroes, and then turning him into Spock. And he had some cachet because he was a known quantity playing a known quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to even think of what TV shows I watch that I would.
For Data, I think it would be interesting to cast Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. Because Data has that comedic sense to him, yet a lot of it is because he's, you know, he's alien to humanity, but wants to be humanity. And I think, you know, Sheldon, if, you know, his character, I forget what his name is, Jim something or other. I think he, as an actor, could you know, sort of, you know, capture
Parsons.
That. Excuse me?
His last name is Parsons.
Jim Parsons. Yeah, he could capture that comedic part of Data at the same time, you know, continuing on with, you know, what Data really is, and trying to get the drama out of it too. So I think that would be a good choice for Data.
Okay, how about this for a little bit crazy? Because he's already played the clone. But get Tom Hardy to play Captain Picard. Because he's a strong actor, and he actually already played Captain Picard somewhat.
Yeah, but he's like a big movie actor, right?
Yeah, but we're looking for movie actors, right?
Play on a TV show?
We're playing on
a movie.
A movie. This is the movie franchise moving on and going into Next Generation.
Yeah.
And maybe Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Riker, who's really short. They'd have to do digital trickery to make him look taller than he actually is.
I think Tom Hardy might be a good choice for a Picard. Because he's got that, because the thing with Picard is he's got this inner strength. I think Tom Hardy would actually probably be a good choice. He's already been bald.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem.
Okay, if not Joseph Gordon-Levitt for Riker, then what about James Franco for Riker?
I don't like James Franco, so no, I'll veto that right off. I think
I'm trying.
I think he has the smarm to pull it off.
Who I think would be Channing Tatum would be Riker.
Oh, I could see that working. Yeah.
I think Tom Hardy could be a very good Picard. I hadn't thought about him. In fact, I thought about the guy who played him in Professor X in the new X-Men, but he doesn't have the inner strength and command.
But he'd make a great Data.
No, that's where I was going.
What's his name?
I don't remember what his name is. Doggone it.
Yeah, because he also played Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that, yeah.
But I think he would make a great Data.
No, I think he would be an excellent Data.
Yeah, I mean, I'm racking my brain for actors, man.
How about Worf?
Worf.
The Rock.
Actually, that'd be kind of cool. No, too bad Kobe's not with us. He loves The Rock.
I think Vin Diesel would be a better, he's...
Yeah, Vin Diesel would be cool, too.
Yeah, yeah. Aren't they the same person, though?
Yeah. No.
All right, then.
No, James McAvoy.
James McAvoy, yeah.
He's very good.
I think he'd be a great Data.
No, let me get this. I think someone else who would be a very good Jean-Luc Picard would be Benedict Cumberbatch, the guy who was in this film.
Yeah.
He's got the voice for it. Make him bald. He has the presence for it.
Yep. I can see that. I can see that working nicely.
Yeah. I think he would be a really good Picard. I think that it would be, who would you like for LaForge?
I don't know. I came in ready for story talk, man.
I know. This should have been prep.
It was. We had an outline.
I know, but I wasn't prepared to talk about actors.
Yeah.
It's in the outline.
Was there an outline?
Yes. I didn't
get the outline.
May 2nd.
Someone from Twilight.
Yeah.
Because they're popular.
That guy. The werewolf guy. Yeah. Shark Boy. What was his name? Taylor Lautner or something like that.
What about the guy from... Because I feel like... I feel like you have to cast an African American in this part.
How about the Billy Piper's boyfriend from Doctor Who?
Oh, he'd be good.
What was it, Ricky? Nicky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be good.
I was thinking the guy from Community who wanted to play Spider-Man. I can't remember his name, though.
I don't think I've ever watched Community.
Well, he's young, and you want someone young. I mean, that's the problem. I can think of African-American actors who are older, but I can't think of any younger ones. But I can't remember his name.
How about Jaden Smith? Maybe too young.
I think you're going too young, man.
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends on how they change things up, but...
Because then you end up with LaForge in the Wesley Crusher role.
Well, by the time they get this movie filmed, he'll be older. He'll be, you know...
Okay, Donald Glover. Donald Glover. He's... he plays Troy Barnes on Community. So, I think he's... I mean, I enjoy watching him, especially with when he's paired up with the other kid. The kid who has autism. Danny Pudi.
You know who I think would be an interesting Data? I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but he's the guy who was in District 9, the main guy in District 9.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Because he played Murdoch, and he was tremendous, I thought, as
Barkley. Or you could just cast him as Barkley.
No, he would be a tremendous
make it full, go full circle with it. Yeah. We've got Tom Hardy, who played a clone of Captain Picard, playing Captain Picard. You've got this guy who played Murdoch, playing the character that was played by the original Murdoch. So... Yeah. Yeah, casting, man, yeah, there it is. Okay, in the outline it does say your big question would be how would we cast that film? But
so, Ben, what is one story in the Star Trek universe as a standalone movie? So it could be a main character, it could be an obscure character, it could be an obscure event, or maybe something that's mentioned that we hear about but we've never seen. What is the one standalone film or story that you would like to see?
I would like to see here's what I really like to see. I'd like to see Captain Kirk passing the torch in a more satisfying way. You know, we had Generations. I would like to see Chris Pine pass off the torch to his next generation in a way that we're excited about. Now, how that would work, I don't know exactly. Maybe it means making him an admiral behind a desk somewhere, you know, as an old man, and he's, you know, finally settling down, and you know, which they've already done, I guess.
But once, does that but mean like three movies and he's out? Or
I think that we are looking at three movies and these people are out. I don't think we're going to get a fourth one out of them. I'd like to get a fourth one. If we get four, do two more movies, we're talking 6 years away now. At the least.
But you don't think this is going to be the crew and the cast for the next generation? I mean, no pun intended.
I think they're going to move on.
Yeah, I don't think that this crew will stay together as it is, because, you know, think about it. You know, all of these actors have things that they've got careers. Simon Pegg, even Carl Urban. These guys, Zoe, I mean, these guys all have stuff going. So to keep these guys in the same frame, I think it's going to be tough to do.
Yeah, I think we get one more movie with all of them. And then maybe another movie where we lose a couple of them. You know, like lose Chekhov and Sulu or something like that. Or Sulu does, you know, like in Star Trek VI and gets his own ship and... So he's off away from the movie for, you know, three quarters of the movie. I do wonder then if maybe in the next movie they need to start introducing characters that they can use to continue the franchise. The easiest way to do that would be to introduce, you know, next generation characters, but I don't know.
That's going to be tough with the timeline issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's 100 years later.
Well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, they can redo it so it's not 100 years in the future. I mean,
yes, they can. And I think Captain Picard is old enough that you could bring in a young actor to be Captain Picard. Keep on Sulu. Hey, maybe that's where they should go. Sulu and the Excelsior.
They could have done that in the mid-80s.
They talked about doing that.
I know, but they just didn't.
I don't think that would carry enough cachet.
Well, I mean,
I think that you would you know, that would be great for the fanboys, but the average goer, that I don't think that would be enough.
Well, what I'm thinking, okay, you know, you maybe don't put him on the Excelsior, keep him on the Enterprise, but move him to the captain's chair.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think Sulu is a strong enough character.
And of course he'll be older too. You'll need. I mean, he's popular right now with young viewers because of Harold and Kumar. But
the thing is, he's not as popular as George Takei was back in the mid '80s. I mean,
more popular than George Takei was in the mid '80s.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm absolutely serious. He's someone that they've hung television series on him, and he has that movie series, Harold and Kumar, which is a popular series among young moviegoers.
But among Star Trek.
We're not talking about Star Trek fans, though. We're talking about what can they do that's actually going to work. Star Trek failed in that they became too wrapped up within itself. And I think that they had to do what they did. Start fresh, start new, bring in young, fresh actors who are going to, you know, bring in young movie dollars. And that's what they have to do continuing on from here, no matter what. Unless they move to television, they have to continue that fresh, exciting.
Well, yeah, they'll have to. This is my hope, that they take this crew and whatever stories they're going to tell, whether it be 3, 4, or even 5 movies, put a period in it and then start up. Show us the end of that story and then move on to the next generation. Because that is, they are the next thing that the average person, even people who don't know Star Trek, a lot of them remember Jean-Luc Picard.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, they remember Sulu.
And they'll remember Data, and they'll remember the Klingon. I don't think they'll remember anyone else. Maybe they'll remember Crusher being the annoying kid. As far as that was the cliche at the time. Although, I will say, I did have an actual talk with a girl about Star Trek when I was in 7th grade. Yeah. I had a Star Trek The Next Generation magazine. I was flipping through it. Oh, this was 8th grade. I was flipping through it, and there was a big full-page picture of Wesley Crusher. And the girl sitting in front of me in class turned around and said, "Oh, what's that?" I said, "It's my Star Trek magazine." And she said, "Oh, that's Will Wheaton. He's so cute."
Yeah. Well, I think that with the younger viewers, we're talking about the movie Star Trek Next Generation. So he wasn't really that big of a, because that was the most recent exposure was the Star Trek movies. And he wasn't as big of a role. So I think that with the younger ones, it would be more of the, you know, the name cachet. And that's why I think getting some young actors like a Tom Hardy or this new guy from would be really, I think that's where they need to go with it if you want to keep it going. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I really do wonder though, if maybe what Steve was saying earlier is where they're going to have to go is another movie and then you do a TV show. And the TV series, I think if they do a TV series, it's something new.
Yeah, it has to be new.
And it's not going to be, well, it might be Enterprise, but it's not going to be any of, you know, John Cho or whatever his name is, Simon Pegg.
I can't imagine them doing Enterprise again. I think that they'll go in a whole different route because they've already told those stories. The whole thing about, I think it would be more of a, I kind of like the Academy idea, bringing back maybe some of the famous actors, some of the famous characters to kind of be teachers, and it'd be easy to bring on as guest stars. I think that the Academy is the road to go.
Well, you could go with Next Generation Academy. You could go with Jean-Luc Picard as an upperclassman or like a commander or lieutenant commander or something like that, serving on a ship with, you know, young cadets and, you know, have LaForge and Worf and Data or something like that. I don't, it might be just too cheesy though.
You'd have to get a good story going. Steve, what about you? If there was a story in the Star Trek universe that you could get a standalone story about, that, you know, maybe it's obscure, maybe, but even if it's not related to these episodes, because what we keep getting stuck in what's always been, and that's the whole franchise, where what Star Trek is doing, or what Star Wars is doing, is they have these episodes, but they're going to do standalone movies that are not connected. They're in the same universe,
right?
But they're not connected. So,
but they're connected by character. That's the thing. I mean, we're going to get a Yoda movie. Well, you know,
right? But there's others that, well, we don't know exactly. There's other ones that we don't know what's going on. That, and what it does is it creates a paradigm to where they can tell, in the same universe, different stories. So what I'm asking, we've not come up with an original idea yet. What is, Steve, what is it? What is a story you'd like to be told in a standalone Star Trek movie that's in the universe but not necessarily part of the current series?
I think what would be cool, and you'll never see it, and I'm going to be laughed out of this podcast for saying it.
Oh, I'm getting ready.
Yeah, I can feel it. It's palpable. I would like someone who just positively loves the classic episodes to comb them and find all the elements of Star Trek that were seemingly just too incredible, like having a planet where there's an actual god, you know, Apollo on the planet, you know, having that, and going to the place where there's the whatever it's called there, the gateway into the 1930s there with
Guardian of Forever,
Guardian of Forever, and all these things, all these places, and taking them and recasting them in a new story. So you have them embraced. Yes, there's this thing that is technically worshipped as a god, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, there's this thing that can bring people back in time. And you know, going to all these sort of crazy type things, but making them work, making it cohesive.
They're kind of doing that, Steve.
Are they?
Yeah, with the comic books that are tied into the movie universe.
Well, I guess you can just cut this whole thing out of the conversation then, can't
you?
No,
I mean, no one's laughing you out because, I mean, they're trying to do that. They're doing the Doomsday Machine, and they're doing the Barrier at the End of the Galaxy.
Are they doing, like, a Gary 7?
I don't know about Gary 7.
See, that would be, I mean, if you really wanted to do a spinoff, that was going to be a series. You know, it was going to be a Gary 7 series.
Yeah, they did a comic book spinoff of it.
Yeah.
But not as far as, like, the new continuity of the new movies goes.
Yeah. But I think that would be one of the ways that they could spin it off, do a Gary 7. And every once in a while he could, you know, encounter Star Trek people. But it would be more of a, you know, almost like a Doctor Who-ish type of a character.
Gary 7, yeah, he would absolutely be a Doctor Who type character and a Doctor Who type series.
Mm-hmm.
Going through time and space, fixing things.
Yeah.
With his cat woman.
His cat woman and Terry Garr.
And Terry Garr, who is so glad that it didn't get picked up to series. Did you know that?
Was she?
Oh, yeah. Terry Garr said she is so glad that Gary 7 did not become a TV series because she did not want to be sitting at the tables at the conventions trying to play off of her Star Trek connection to make ends meet.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, she went on and did Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah. And Young Frankenstein.
Yes. So. A Gary 7 series would be cool.
Yeah.
It's James Bond, Doctor Who, and Star Trek all rolled up into one.
There you go.
Do you guys have any other?
I'd also like to, this would be real quick, the Borg War. I'd like to see them address that, like, in a feature length type of a thing where it takes it, maybe even a trilogy, you know, Borg War trilogy, where you just see the massive cause and effect of the whole thing.
Yeah, see, I want to eventually get into the Star Trek universe, the Next Generation universe, because there's two stories I want to be told in a new way. One is the Borg, because they're my favorite villains of all time, and two would be Q, and Q would look very differently. I would love for this powerful Q to be kind of a puppet master, kind of like how they did it in the TV show, but less in a humorous, smug kind of way and more in a mastermind, sadistic kind of thing. I think it would be very interesting to see that type of villain in the movies.
And see, this is a dream I would like to see happen that I'm afraid just will never happen. And when I say afraid, I know it will never happen. I would like to see a 6-hour television miniseries that's just, let's wrap up Star Trek, The Next Generation. Bring back as many of those original actors as you can and roll them into a storyline that's the Borg and Q. And, you know, you're talking about maybe with a new timeline, Dr. Jace, that...
No. I'm not talking about a new timeline. I'm talking about, I want to see those stories told in a big screen with a new launch. I don't care if it's the same timeline or not.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, bring these guys, bring the Borg and Q in, have Q be behind it, and have the defeat of Q not result in the defeat of the Borg. You know, you have that hanging over them where, like, if we could just get Q to snap his fingers, the Borg would be gone. But they end up having to, you know, exile Q, get rid of Q, lose his powers or destroy him or whatever, and the Borg are still there. And so they have to figure out now, well, now what do we do about the Borg?
I don't like the concept of a mini movie on TV because they've already told those stories on TV. You've already had there's no way you could wrap up Star Trek Next Generation any better than what they have already done. And so by doing this TV movie, I don't want TV movies. I'm tired of seeing Star Trek on TV. I want Next Generation, big budget movie, make it happen. Money, all the money, all the special effects. Let me see what the Borg would look like on the big screen. I know what it looks like on the small screen. I want to see it on the big
screen. You know what it looks like on the big screen, too.
But in a new universe. Not Q, you don't.
But you know Borg. I mean, I guess... I don't know. My whole problem with this question is in some ways Next Generation had its chance on the big screen and just tanked. I mean, they just didn't do well because they were trying to tell stories that weren't big screen stories, maybe.
Well, First Contact did a good job with the finances. I think it's the, you know, the original series, their movies didn't make as much money as a current huge blockbuster was. That's the problem, is that the concept of money making in film has changed. So I think the Next Generation stories in a relaunch will look very, very, very different. And so that's what I want to see, is a relaunch, new actors, new writing. What would that look like instead of the old crew? Even though pains me to say that because I love Jean-Luc Picard, Patrick Stewart so much.
Yeah. And here's what I really want to see. If I have my choice of seeing something, it's going to be we get the two more movies with this new movie crew from, you know, that we already with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. And then I want to see a modern exploration. I want to see a new ship. I want to see a new crew. And I want to see it done really, really well and done seriously. And, you know, but I want it on TV. I want it on TV. I want to see new Star Trek stuff happening every week or every other week. That's what I want. I'm not going to get that. But
do you don't think that it'll happen?
Maybe it will. Maybe it will. I think the problem is that the money men are trying to figure out, we are making money with these movies. How do we keep making money with this franchise? And the TV series, they weren't popular.
They were popular. They just didn't. You know what happened? You put the last two Star Treks on a struggling network. So it didn't have, it wasn't like the others where they were syndicated. So now, if you were to put them on CW, who has now kind of revamped their story and they've got all these sci-fi fantasy type stories, well, why couldn't they tell Star Trek in a different way for a new generation on television?
And maybe they could. That's what I would like to see, though.
Because I think anybody who's in charge of a franchise, because I personally think this is where things are going. I think eventually franchises will kind of override things, and you're going to have all these franchises on movies. And I think with what the Avengers doing is the future. If S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is good, if they do it well, I think every other franchise will be looking at it and go, hey, we could have our cake and eat it too. We can have these big films, and then we could have these smaller stories with different characters for television. And Star Wars is doing it, or was doing it with the cartoons. I don't know what they're going to be doing in the future. But wasn't there talk they were going to do a TV show too?
They're doing another. Well, the TV show, I don't know what's happening with that, but they are doing a different animated series. They're canceling Clone Wars, and now they're doing an animated series that they say takes place in a time period that has never been explored. I'm assuming it'll just kind of bridge the gap between the original trilogy and this new trilogy.
Right.
But that's my assumption.
Guys, I just thought of something, and I'm surprised no one has thought of this before. You know what they could do?
No.
Star Trek, Star Wars crossover. Am I the first one to ever think this up?
No, I'm sure you're not.
No, I wrote that in eighth grade. It wasn't very good, of course, but I thought
it was.
Let's
face it. Who would win? The Falcon?
Let's not go there.
Or the Enterprise?
Starfleet had better shields.
Yep.
And Star Wars has weaker weapons, so.
Yep.
The other thing I would love to see is maybe like something with Section 31. Kind of a Section 31 throughout history. And you could follow one immortal character who's a part of Section 31 and see him, you know, at the beginning of the Federation and see him at the end in the Next Generation or something. I don't know. But
well, that's what could possibly happen if they did this. The Avengers is the only way I could see an Avenger type crossover with all the different stories. I don't think they would try to do an Enterprise or a Voyager story, because it would seem too similar to the original series or Next Generation. It's in a ship. Yeah. They might do a DS9 and maybe a Next Generation, but I don't think they'll venture into the others.
Yeah, I just know that they're the people at Paramount and CBS, you know, because the CBS has television rights and Paramount has movie rights. And I think they're both just looking at this thinking, oh, we've got this movie, and it finally hit, and we finally nailed it with Star Trek. We got a popular audience coming and watching it. Now what? Because we're going to lose these guys. These are becoming popular actors, and they're not going to want to stay with Star Trek the way the original crew did. What are we going to do now?
No, I totally think they should do a Star Trek TV show and sell it to CW.
I'd love it if it was good. That's something I'd love to see them try to do.
Do an Academy, release it, and let it air after Supernatural or something. And do a young Academy, and you can bring in some of the favorites. I just think it would be so many possibilities.
Yeah.
It's not been one that's been explored. And some of my favorite Star Trek shows are the ones that involve younger people, like the when Crusher was on trial with his Academy team and even younger kids, when the three kids got stuck with Picard in the elevator or turbolift.
I think they could get away with, as far as trying to like pass on the baton to a new generation. I honestly think you could almost get away with just having Captain Picard and Data, and then everyone else is new. And maybe a couple holdovers from the old cast, but a young Captain Picard, a young Data, having, you know, since it's a new timeline. And again, I keep coming back to the new timeline, but
it could be called A Boy and His Bot.
Yeah. It could be.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It could be iRobot. It could,
I mean, how about you, I mean, robot?
Bad robot.
Yeah. No, I really think that they could. Those are quite possibly the Coulson that they need to keep the goodwill of what they're doing with the new movies, and then move on into either a new set of movies or into, you know, a TV series, and just do, you know, Picard and Data, and surround them with a couple old cast members from the new movies that we have right now.
I don't think that's ever going to happen. As far as, I don't think Patrick Stewart will do another TV show.
No. We're not talking Patrick Stewart. We're talking young actors playing those two characters.
You're talking about turning them into a television show?
Possibly. I mean, there's Picard and Data at the Academy.
No. See, and that would kill what I want. I want similar but very different.
Well, I know, but what I'm trying to think of, you know, what could I get? What could I get?
Yeah.
You know, if they're going to continue with this rebooted franchise and they move into Next Generation, that's probably what we're going to get. Young Picard, young Data, and all new cast after that. Maybe they end up fighting Worf, you know, or something like that. But
yeah, I would like to see the Next Generation on the big screen and a totally new cast, main cast for an Academy Star Trek series, but bring in some of the old actors to play the professors and teachers, like LaForge teaching at the Academy, the real, you know, LeVar Burton playing that, or Patrick Stewart coming in for an episode.
Isn't that the basis for Tiny Toon Adventures?
It is. Bugs Bunny teaches the young kids how to be
That's how you sell it, Steve. This is a proven formula.
Tiny Trek Adventures.
That's also Teen Titans.
Yeah. Is it Teen Titans, really?
Yep.
Well, I mean,
are they doing that?
Technically, Young
Justice.
Yeah. Yeah, Young Justice is the cartoon they're doing, but
yeah, Young Justice is the one where, not because they have Superman and Batman come in, but they kind of oversee, but the main characters are the sidekicks, young guys.
Yeah.
So it'd be more apt. The current illustration would be, it is Young Justice.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we should probably wrap this up. Any final words?
Okay, J.J. Abrams, I know you listen to this podcast, so I'll tell you. Map out at least one or two more films, put a period in it, and then resurrect Jean-Luc Picard and tell a whole nother batch of stories with the greatest captain of all time. Thank you.
And I just want a good space TV series. It doesn't even have to be Star Trek, to be honest. I want something I can follow.
Ben's willing to compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want something I can follow that's good and that's fun and that's, you know, going to scratch that we're out in space itch.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. There's no Stargate. There's no Star Trek on television. There's really a real gap. There's no Firefly on television. There's really, right now, CBS, ABC, NBC, CW, all of you guys right now, there's a gap for space television. Someone right now needs to get on the ball, and you can contact us. We'll help you create something, but get it working.
Well, not only will we help you create something, we've created something.
Yeah. You know,
TV producers, we have, I think between the three of us, we have at least four different sci-fi space stories to tell. So
yeah, definitely.
Come to us or not, but...
And I just have four words: Star Trek cartoons.
I thought you were going to go, you know, you said Star Trek Star Wars crossover. I thought you were going to do Star Trek Car Wars crossover.
Yeah, Star Trek with cars.
Did you ever play Car Wars?
Is it like Bump and Jump?
No, it's a tabletop fighting game. We have cars driving around shooting each other with machine guns and stuff.
I probably did.
Role playing kind of thing. I enjoyed it. It was fun. We like BattleTech better, but and Starfleet battles.
Boot Hill.
All right. Well, guys, any last words?
I thought you just got our last words.
Was that your last words? Okay.
Go see the movie.
Yeah, and listen to our other episode that we recorded about the movie. because it's good. The movie and the episode, they're both good.
So, I can't vouch for it yet.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We appreciate it. And remember, you can always contact us. We love hearing from you guys. And we will... I think our next episode is actually going to be our listener-created episode. So,
awesome.
Yeah. When did sci-fi change for you? But, until then, Godspeed, everyone. You've been listening to the Strangers and Aliens podcast, hosted by Ben Avery, Steve MacDonald, and Dr. Jace O'Neill. Our music was composed and mixed by Tim Leffel. Please join in the conversation by visiting our website, strangersandaliens.com, where you will find show notes, articles, reviews, and more. You can also email us directly at podcast@strangersandaliens.com, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangers, or you can leave us a voicemail on the Strangers and Aliens hotline. Just call 1-804-37-ALIEN and leave your message. And once again, thanks for listening.
We had an outline.